Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
The following podcast is not real, but that'll become very clear very shortly. Now I'm going to beam you over to San Francisco for a live episode of the show. And if you're upset that you missed this, then we've got two more live episodes of the show coming up. There's the Now Hear This Festival, September 9th in New York, and there's WBEZ's Podcast Passport. That's in Chicago at the Music Box Theater, September 17th. Details and tickets can be gotten from hellofromthemagictavern.com. Just click the little live shows tab, and that's it. Now please enjoy this live episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Attention, Northern California Liberal Echo Chamber. The following podcast is not proof of the existence of other dimensions. It is not real, but it is being recorded live from the Outside Lands Festival in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park for all of you unable to afford Burning Man. Now, let's take a break from all the bothersome live music and enjoy the show.
Hello, hey. Who do we not want to hear? Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never heard the podcast before, I would not be surprised. But this is all you need to know. About 2.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. It's sort of like Middle Earth or Narnia. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, where we all are now, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by one of my best buds, my boon companion, Chunt the Talking Badger. This is your mic.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Now, give it to him.
Passing the buck.
All right. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Just all right?
Just
okay. I feel like you're always all right. You're a little maudlin.
Yeah, you're right. My high is all right.
Yeah.
And I guess so. I'm just sort of, I miss home. I miss Chicago. I miss Earth.
Yeah, you kind of stopped trying to get back there a while ago.
No, I'm constantly trying to get home. I'm coming up with plans. I record this podcast every week and send it to Earth in hopes that someone on Earth will figure out a way to get me home.
Oh, nice. Passing the buck as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Passing the buck.
Just like
100%.
Yeah, okay.
Look, I imagine right now on Earth, people have got their shit so much together that they're going to be able to figure out how to get me home.
Wow, that's a lot of trust in Earth.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about my new business venture I'm thinking about?
No. What's your new business venture?
I'm a badger, mm-hmm. right? Or shapeshifter, currently in the state of a badger. I thought it might be fun for animals such as myself to dress up like humans and maybe meet up at conventions and bang.
Wait, hold on.
Fun is to dress up like a human, and then you're like, oh, we're in the cahoots. Uh-huh. We're both dressed as humans. Let's fuck.
Yes. I like that the and then bang was just like a tiny thing at the end of that sentence.
Yeah.
But it was so important.
Yeah.
Dress up like a human.
Yeah.
Go to conventions where other animals dress up as humans. Bang.
Yep. You got it. 1, 2, 3.
What are you going to call this? Are you like a fleshy or something?
I think fleshies. Fleshies is good. Yeah. Fleshies, skinnies.
You're like, I've always thought that like humans were so adorable looking.
Yeah.
Just to pretend to be a human and to have sex in weird ways that humans have sex.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have anything like that on Earth?
We do. On Earth, look, first of all, I do know a little bit about this, but don't read into that too much. On Earth, sometimes people dress up as animals.
What?
And they go to conventions and talk to other people who just love to dress up as animals. And they tell other people that it's not just about sex. It is.
What do you call those people? Freaks?
I think they're called furries.
Furries.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No question, it's distasteful to dress up in a shitty animal costume.
Yeah, absolutely.
And go out into public.
And these are full-grown adults.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
They should know better.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
That's terrible.
But your idea is great.
Thank
fleshies.
You.
Oh, fleshies, thank you. It's going to catch on.
Thank you.
Speaking of just a terrible person, I would like to introduce...
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Apetius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstangjis. Shut up! And I am known in the Northeast as Gasminius
Maestar.
Shut up! And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. If I were to speak these names aloud, surely the very letters that were leaving my mouth would form into true human form and stab thee in the eye. For those words have great power, and if they are spoken, one must be careful of the outcome that may come after.
I think he tired himself out.
No. Oh. Those last three words were just like, I can't finish this sentence.
Grandpa had a seat.
Well, to be honest, I'm not quite feeling like myself today.
What?
Arnold, we fought so long against the Dark Lord of Foon, that Dark Lord that he now holds sway over all of Foon, and we are trapped here in this prison town of Hogspace. But lo, there's more we could do. We could help the people of Foon by doing some charitable works and reaching out to our fellow creatures, the humans and elves and dwarves, and making their lives just a little bit better, don't you think?
I volunteer on the weekends to help kill kids.
To help kill kids? You help kill kids?
Did I stutter? Am I saying something wrong? What's going on? Do you know about child death in Foon?
There's so much child death in Foon.
Well, it's a harsh world, and it's... It's difficult if you aren't fully grown yet to ward off all the things that may kill you. If you're a full-grown adult and a giant bee comes down, you're like, get the hell out of here, bee! If you're a child, you're like, a bee! And it eats your face.
I love when Usador does his impressions of a full-grown adult and then a child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you do like a full-grown adult eating?
Oh, this is delicious food.
And now a child?
I can't get all this food in my mouth.
Now a full-grown adult driving a cart?
Here I go, down the street. Move, horse. Pull my cart faster.
And now a child?
I'm falling off this cart. I can't hold on to the reins. I'm trampled to death by a horse.
The thing noticed about full-grown adults in Foon is when they're driving carts, they just talk about the fact that they're driving carts the whole time.
Yes.
It causes a lot of accidents.
Yes, it does. We should do something about that. Maybe I'll start a charity where we promote the idea of shutting up while you drive. Shut up and drive!
Are we just going to blow past the idea that Chunt is helping to kill kids?
Yeah, probably.
How? Like, who are you helping kill kids?
The kids. What do you mean, who am I helping? The kids need to die. Do you not have that phrase on Earth, kids need to die?
No.
Well, in the situation I just described, perhaps a child decides they're going to drive a cart down the street, and they fall off the cart, and they're run over by the horse and the cart, but they're laying there in the mud, and they're not quite dead.
And a lot of times that's because they put the cart before the horse.
Yeah.
Because kids don't know no better.
Don't put the cart before the horse, and don't put both of them over a child.
Yeah. And a lot of times in Foon, like if a kid's acting up, a mom will say, I brought you into this world and I can take you out. And then they do. They follow through on that promise.
Yeah. Parents on Foon are honest to their children.
Yeah.
That is one thing that is different from my world.
We always say, parents understand.
Parents, they do.
That's a big Foon saying, is parents understand.
Parents just do understand.
Yeah. Speaking of carts, have we ever told you about the Costin accent in Foon?
The what?
There's an area of Foon called Costin, and they have a certain accent.
Uh-huh.
And so, speaking of carts, a lot of times we'll say, park the cart at Taraka's How.
That's a Costin accent.
It's an area of Foon that's very wealthy.
Yeah.
So everything costs a ton. So
sure.
It's Costin, yeah.
Okay.
Their mittens team is known as the Red Stockings.
I have heard, though, that sports fans in Costin are the worst. The worst of all sports fan. We apparently have a huge Costin contingent in the tavern tonight.
Well, you can tell somebody's from Costin because they have a lot of apples with them. They love apples.
They love apples?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is all they say. How about these apples? How about these apples? And you're like, enough about the apples. So I'm sad because we're not helping enough people. But I'm also happy because I used your magical phone device and I learned to make salsa. I'm just getting into salsa. It's delicious. You just cut up some fresh vegetables and dip a chip in. It's wonderful. It's the only thing I've liked from Earth at all.
So you were like, hey, I gotta help people more. Oh, wait, salsa. So you've diverted that energy into salsa making?
Yes. And now that I have the power of salsa, I shall truly become the greatest wizard this world has ever known. Aye, and I shall spread this salsa all over the great land of Foon until the Dark Lord doth bend before me. Aye, his very nature shall be undone, and I shall stand o'er him victorious. And it's just tasty.
Guys, I'm so excited. It just feels like a big day in town. I have got a couple of guests for us today. But first, I want to talk to a raven who sends messages all over the land of Hogsface.
Is the raven not one of the guests?
No, he is one of the guests. So please welcome Kermit the Talking Raven.
Oh, wow, he's well trained. He just landed right on the table there.
I know.
Welcome, Kermit.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I didn't realize it was a raven.
You're just like, I'm a bird. I don't know what kind of bird I am.
I like to think of myself as a cardinal.
Oh.
Oh, I love all types of birds, but ravens are particularly beautiful.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree on this one.
That's a good question. Like, I wonder, do birds think of themselves by the same names as humans think of those birds? Like, maybe what we call a raven, birds call a cardinal.
No, I just kind of wish I was a cardinal.
Oh.
But I am a raven.
It's pretty cut and dry.
It's an aspirational thing.
Full disclosure, after all this, I am actually a raven.
That's good to know.
A self-loathing raven.
I don't. That's kind of a leap, you man.
Now, I've heard of a group of birds that like to dress up like different kinds of birds. They're called featheries.
Damn
and they
it.
Like to go to conventions and have sex with each other as different kinds of birds. Isn't that fun? You could dress up like a cardinal if you want.
I will look into this.
Yes.
Kermit, can I ask you, just because I've never had the chance to ask a crow, a raven face-to-face, what's the
How
difference
dare
between
you?
A crow and a raven? A difference between a crow and a raven?
Oh, my God. We're actually the same bird. It's kind of like, what's another example of that? Two things that have different names, like a cheetah and something else.
A mountain lion and a puma?
Yeah, I think so.
And a bridge troll? It's just a troll under a bridge.
Yeah, a raven and a writing desk.
Rock and a hard place.
But to answer your question, a raven and a crow are the exact species of bird.
Yeah, only crows are ravens that have been killed and come back from the dead to avenge their own death. Look, this doesn't play in Foon, but Earth people would love that joke.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. In Foon, we'd say, that's so crow.
That's so crow.
Yeah.
So you fly all over the land of Foon delivering messages.
Yeah, I'm kind of a sort of affordable message service.
Sure.
For people who need to get messages to various mundane tasks, like canceling a haircut appointment or something like
sure.
that.
Sure. Sure, yeah, because there's no easier way to do that.
No, then you get a raven, you hand him a note, he flies to the salon and goes, Kathy's going to be a little late.
Oh, actually, Kermit, that reminds me. I've had a hair appointment for the last 125 years that I've been putting off every week. Do you think you could tell them that I'm not coming in again this week?
I could tell them that if they were waiting for you any minute, that it's probably not going to happen.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Kermit, I love that they hand you the message. And you fly, and then you hand them the message. Have they considered just telling you the message, and then you could tell the people
the
message?
Oh, and then I would just talk it?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it's better. It's like when you go to a restaurant and the waiter doesn't write things down. You get all nervous.
Oh, yeah.
You can write something down if you want.
Yeah.
So,
or like when I get directions,
yeah.
I don't remember them for half a second.
You write down directions for people?
Yeah, I write down directions for people.
So like if someone comes up to you on the street and says, how do I get to Golden Gate Park or something? You go, let me get my pen out.
Yeah, absolutely. Which reminds me, what is Golden Gate Park in Foon?
Golden Gate is it's a pathway into other realms. So depending on how much you can afford, we have Golden Gate.
Uh-huh.
We have the Bronze Barrier.
Sure.
And we have the Copper...
the silver corridor. Slide.
Copper corridor, the silver slide, yeah. So
the bronze barrier's got to be the worst because it is literally a barrier.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, yeah.
That's the worst way to get somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a beautiful park, and yeah, depending on which door you can afford, it might take you to other realms. You don't know where you're going to go. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I guess we should have told you about this earlier on. You might be able to get back to Earth.
I should go to the Golden Gate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, they wouldn't have you.
They wouldn't have me?
No. They appeal to a different class of person. Someone just a little bit nicer dressed, no stain on their pink shirt.
There is a stain.
There is
on
a
my
stain
shirt.
Right in the middle of that shirt.
And I think to be in Golden Gate or around there, I think at this point it's like 1.2 million gold for like a shoebox-sized chance of getting through.
Oh, I couldn't afford it?
No, I don't think you could afford it.
Is there anywhere, like, around the Golden Gate that I could afford? Like, where would I have to go if I wanted to go near the Golden Gate? Like, is there, like,
Oakland? Oak?
Yeah. Like, the, just, land,
the land of oaks? Yeah.
It's just a forest. You just have to live in the middle of the forest full of oaks.
Yeah.
But Kermit makes a good point. It's very difficult to send messages through voice alone. Arnold, have you ever heard of the game, sit around in a circle and whisper something into someone's ear and then probably get it wrong until it gets back to the first person? That's the name of a game here on Foon.
What is that game again?
The name of the game is sit in a circle and whisper something into someone's ear next to you until it gets back to the first person, and then it's probably wrong.
Okay, well, let's play.
All right.
Play what?
Sit in a circle, whisper something into the next person's ear until it gets back to the first person, and it's probably wrong. Here, we'll do it
I'm
going to
be honest. Unless I write that down, I am not going to remember.
Does that work with four people? It seems like you need at least seven before it starts.
It's the more people, it's more fun, certainly,
sure.
Because the message is even more wrong. And then it's hilarious when you play sit in a circle and whisper something to someone's ear until it gets back to the first person and it's probably wrong.
Well, hey, actually, let's maybe bring out our next guest.
Oh.
And so we'll have a few more people to play this game, sit in a circle, whisper.
Whisper something to the next person's ear until it gets back to the first person, and it's probably wrong.
Yeah.
Before you do it, just quickly, I'll say, just randomly, I like to say this in the middle of podcasts now. If you have a question for anyone at the tavern, of course, people on Earth, you can email us at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. And we might answer your question. Of course, this is for people listening way after the fact it's recorded, but perhaps something will work out.
But if you are listening right now, just like you can send a message. And
seriously, we'll wait for your email right now.
or you could pay a raven, hand it a message, and they'll fly it up here.
Very reasonable.
How much do you charge, by the way?
It's usually by the word, and I get to choose how many words.
Oh, like, you get to choose?
Yeah.
That's
nice. I think, sometimes messages are too abrupt. Look, you can't just say haircut appointment canceling.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to say, hey, something came up, and I want to tell you about it.
That adds up fast.
Yeah, it does.
And you're always, like, upselling them on words.
I do.
You're like, you need some caveats in this message.
I just want it to be a full... otherwise they'll rip me off. I don't want to fly 30 miles to just be like, how's it going or something.
I've never paid less than 6,000 gold pieces for a raven message. All of my raven messages are very long. Brevity is not really my strong suit.
That checks out.
Yep.
You said we had two other guests?
Yes, we do. Hey, I'm so excited. Our next guest is Braidwin, the famous warrior elf. Braidwin, are you all right? You seem...
I thought we agreed you weren't going to use my real name.
Oh,
I don't want anyone to know that I'm
here. I'm so sorry. I should have written that part down.
This is uncomfortable. Please, please don't... I just don't want the Dark Lord to know that I'm here.
Okay, so I should not publicize that you're Braidwin, the warrior elf.
You've just said my name again.
Okay.
If you could I won't go anywhere, but if you could just make something up, just make up a different name.
Okay, no, I don't.
I'd just rather not have anyone know.
No, I'll remember not to say that you're Braidwyn the Warrior Elf. I don't have anything to write that down. So, Chunt, will you remind me to not say Braidwyn the Warrior Elf?
Got it.
Okay, I'm going to settle in. I don't want you to introduce me again.
Okay.
I'm afraid that you'll just say my name one more time.
Okay,
so I'm just going to relax. I'm going to assume that the Dark Lord can't find me here. And what are you doing?
We were about to play a game.
Yeah, we were going to play a game called Sit in a Circle.
And sit in a circle, whisper something into the ear of the person next to you until it gets back to the first person, and then it's probably wrong. You all know this game.
Let's just call it Raven Message for short.
Raven Message. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, should I start?
Yeah, yes, that makes sense logistically.
Okay,
you dumb person in the middle.
I don't think you would circle back. I think it's one end to the other.
Oh, I see. So we're not going to sit in a circle. So we're going to play a variant called Sit in a Semicircle. Usador, why don't you start?
All right. This is good tape.
Pablo, I have to cancel the haircut appointment.
I started by saying, you look nice today.
I said, you look mice today.
I also said, you look mice today.
I heard Chew look mice today.
And I heard something related to a haircut appointment.
So we agree that everyone played the game except for Arnie just repeated what I said.
Oh, so you're intentionally supposed to change it?
Well, it just changes naturally. It's impossible to perfectly recreate the thing you had just said. It is part of the fun of the game.
So, B-Dub, if I can call you B-Dub.
Sure, I feel comfortable with that.
You're an elvish warrior.
Well, here's the thing. If an elvish warrior was, say, extremely powerful, but also extremely tired of being a powerful warrior and wanted to escape somewhere, and they had heard that there was a strange creature at this tavern who had abilities to contact other worlds, and she thought maybe she could get out of this whole warrior elf thing... maybe she would come here.
I know that's quite a long hypothetical. Yeah, that's quite the hypothetical.
It's a long hypothetical, but just imagine if that were true.
Yeah.
Then that's what I'm doing here.
Wow. What this elvish warrior? What are her tools? What are her tools of choice?
I mean, principally just the braid.
Just the braid.
The braid.
Oh yes.
Is there like a razor at the end of that? Is there?
I mean, I think just in coolness factor. Okay. If you think through the elves you've known, typically there's at least one braid involved.
Yeah.
That is the source of our power. Many people don't know that.
Are you talking about like a hair braid?
I mean, the way you say it makes it in Smallland.
I feel like I put some theme into this, and I feel bad. It's all gonna be about hair.
By the way, you look very familiar. Is there a chance you're the raven who charged me 70,000 golden pieces to send a quick note to my mom?
I did, but I think the message was excellent and concise. You were delaying lunch by 10 minutes, and I thought...
No, somehow you convinced me to tell my mother the story of my birth, and who knows that story better than she, and yet somehow, just to tell her I was going to be a bit late, I ended up telling her that whole tale.
Well, if you saw the smile on her face as she was reading that note...
Rub it in, why don't you? I miss her so much. I'm sorry, I promised myself I wasn't going to do this.
Hey guys, do you mind if just for a second I talk to Chunt and Usador? Am I just imagining a thumping sound? Like, I feel like I hear a heartbeat.
I cast a
coming.
Spell of citywide thumping.
Oh, okay. I thought that maybe I was hearing the telltale thumping of Blemish, who we killed under the tavern.
Some sort of telltale heart?
Yeah. Oh, but it stopped. It stopped.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Can good. I be honest with you guys? I can't speak for Kermit because he heard me say something about Pablo when I said, Chew look nice today. I was able to hear everything you just said.
Well, we usually
I know you wanted privacy, but...
We usually just slip under the table when we want to speak in private, which is directly under where you're sitting. So...
Do you know that in one land in Foon, there are people who like to get together at tables and then they go under the tables... Now, they're dressed as themselves, mind you, but they do go under the tables and have sex with each other.
Ooh.
What are they called?
Tablers.
Tablers? Get her table.
Tables.
Get her table, yeah. That famous saying, get her table.
Yeah, get her table. Mm-hmm. I could be into that. I feel like that could be my thing.
Wait, you have sex?
I have had sex a couple of times in my life.
I can't imagine it.
Have you done it here or from your home world?
Oh, you did do it here. You had sex with a memory gremlin.
I did have sex with a memory gremlin that I thought was my wife. That's, it would take a lot of exposition and backstory to get into it.
Now, BW, this friend of yours has decided to potentially change her life. What do you wish your new life to be? Have you thought about what career you may...
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously here in Foon, an elf is expected to fight the Dark Lord.
Yes.
And it just gets so tiresome, and I have hobbies.
What are your hobbies?
Yes,
what are your hobbies?
Well, I just, you know, for example, a couple of hundred years ago, I had a little extra time on my hands, and I started making toys for children.
Oh.
And something about that, and I know as an elf, that's not something elves should do, but I just really, I derived great joy from building toys for children.
There was a
white-bearded wizard who would deliver the toys to those children. Of course, he couldn't say that an elf had made them, or they would have been terribly afraid.
But
that felt good to me, you know, in some strange way. It felt natural to me.
Yes.
Usador, have you heard of this white-bearded wizard that used to deliver toys to children?
Oh, yes, Sanctimonious the Red. Terrible wizard of the North. Brutal in his demand to break into everyone's home once a year. Yeah. Force gifts upon them.
I think he rode 8 Thundeer.
Yes, he rode 8 Thunderdeer.
I think they're just called Thundeer.
Thundeer, yeah. Well, I like saying things a long way. But you made toys for Sanctimonious the Red.
Well, I did. I mean, initially, we were doing it out of fear because he had threatened to...
Yes.
He's a very secure realm that he operates in. He has a list of everyone, whether they're behaving well or behaving poorly, and that actually dictates what kind of gifts the children get.
Yes.
Many of us feared for our lives, so I began doing it out of fear, but I ended up getting a real kick out of it.
Mm. Well, wonderful. I'm glad it worked out.
I know I have a friend. I don't want to bring down the podcast, Arnie. I have a friend whose grandma got run over by Sanctimonious.
Oh, no.
Thundeer?
Yes.
What was she doing? Where was she going? And at what time of year? Specifically, the day would be helpful.
I think she was walking home from our hovel Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I say there's no such thing as Sanctimonious.
Well,
as for me and my family... We do.
We believe you do. Sure. Absolutely.
Now, Kermit,
yes.
Did you ever take messages to Sanctimonious the Red? I know that some children, although they were terrified of receiving his gifts, sent him letters saying, please send me this or please stop breaking into my home.
Actually, I sent both those two messages at you.
Both of them?
Yeah. Did you read them or something?
Oh, you only sent one of each?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, it's possible. I do remember everything I eat. So if those letters were left lying around and I decided to eat a piece of paper that day, it's possible that I do remember them.
But is it like a total autobiographical memory where you would know what day of the week it was and what you were wearing as well as what you ate?
Yes. I remember everything.
Wait, is it because you're always wearing that?
Well, that helps. That makes it easier.
Okay.
And also, what year is it in Foon now?
But hold on. It's 48379. But just to be clear, I'll really stretch it out. I won't be like, oh, I'm just wearing the same thing I wear. I'll say, I awoke. I stood up in my bed at a full 90-degree angle. And then I donned my blue robe and my blue hat. I did comb my long white hair. I did put on my pipe and my talismans. And I did grab my wand and my sword and my staff. And I did fly forth out the very chimney of mine house and did land in a bank and upon the ground and said unto the day, welcome day, today is a new day. So I really, I'll vamp.
Look at that.
It helps kill time.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you ever... gone to bed the night before with shoes that needed repairing and awoken the next morning to find that someone had repaired those shoes for you? Because that's another hobby of mine, strangely.
Really?
I like to repair shoes in the middle of the night. I creep in, no one can see me, I repair the shoes
and I leave.
And I know
cobbler?
That's not something elves are supposed to do, but it felt right to me.
So you're like a sneaky cobbler.
Yes, she's like a sneaky cobbler.
And sometimes I would just go sit on a shelf afterwards.
Well, yes. These all sound like wonderful activities for an elf.
An elf couldn't possibly do any of these things.
Because you're set upon fighting the Dark Lord. You're bred to be warriors and eternal fighters. But I, as myself, an internal force of nature, fighting against the Dark Lord, doth feel the pain that thou dost feel, for I, too, grow tired of fighting all the time, and I want to do something to help the people. And I admire the way you've helped people by fixing their shoes and forcing toys on them when they didn't want them.
I also hollowed out a tree and made wonderful cookies for people at one point.
I love cookies.
And I know that sounds crazy for an elf to do.
That does sound a little weird.
But I really, it felt right to me. If only there were a place I could go where it would be acceptable to be an elf and do all those strange things.
Arnold, have you heard of elves from other dimensions? You're the only one that's traveled between dimensions.
Well, on my world, there are tales of elves who live in trees and make cookies.
Oh, really?
It's true. They're delicious. Well,
as long as they don't taste mass-produced.
Look, here's how they taste. They don't taste great, but I'll still eat a lot of them. Like a
lot. That tracks, yeah, that tracks, yeah.
Do any of them have fudge in them? Because everybody loves fudge.
Ooh, and could you shoehorn U-D-G-E at the end of elf?
Oh!
Yes.
Oh my God. My entire life, I never realized E.L. Fudge, there's elf in there.
What's E.L. Fudge?
What?
Something I just made up. I thought to shoehorn in those letters at the end of elf, and maybe it would work out, and Arnie seems to have blown a gasket.
Guys, there are all kinds of secret messages on my world that I have missed. They're not important exactly. And yet I find myself feeling weirdly upset and betrayed that I never noticed them before. Like that time that I realized that Arby's is
Arby's.
RB roast beef.
Yeah.
You have Arby's on Earth?
Oh, man.
We have Arby's. We have sometimes Arby's. We call it Junior Carl's.
No, you're thinking of Hardee's. You have Hardee's on Earth?
What is Arby's on Foon?
They're the worst restaurants on Foon.
The worst?
Yes, there are three restaurants. They're all in a corner. They all just, you can go to the northeastern part of the country and within the big city, and there they sit in a triumvirate, and if you go into any one of them, you're going to be sick for sure.
Look, I imagine they're terrible, but they can't be the worst on Earth. What about the food you can get from that big white castle?
I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's kind of, when you're drunk, it's kind of the most satisfying food.
You just gotta love onions.
Yeah, I don't. I don't like onions. This is a really interesting start.
Detour? Yeah, what a great detour.
I'm sorry, like, I know we're talking about all your passion projects.
Mm.
Is it terrible that I'm kind of interested to learn more about how you killed people with your braid?
Oh, braid killing.
Yeah.
Again, largely a coolness factor.
Yeah.
Largely just shaming people who don't have braids.
Yeah.
It's mostly in the head. It's kind of a brain thing. I certainly have a bow and arrow. I usually miss. But I think people are so convinced that they're going to be hit that they die of fright and shame.
Yeah.
Oh. I rarely go to check to see if the arrow actually made any impact at all.
It's the placebo
effect. I'm off. I'm on my way to somewhere else.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very impressive. You must be feared through all the land, for these people who nearly die must go back to their friends and say, I almost died. She's probably killed like 1,000 people. I just got lucky. And then the tales of your prowess as a fighter just grow and grow and grow.
So you're suggesting that certain people live, my arrows don't hit them, they don't die of shame or fear, and they spread the word that I'm a wonderful warrior, and that's how the word got around, gossip style?
Well, you suggested that some of them didn't die from the arrows, so I thought, perhaps not all of them died of shame. Perhaps some of them have a lot of shame already, so it kind of just glances off of them. I mean, look at Arnie. Like, we try to shame him all the time, and he just came with so much shame that it doesn't seem to have any effect.
Yeah, it makes him stronger.
Yeah. You can accumulate enough shame that, like, it's like an antibiotic. It's like a...
You build a resistance.
Yeah. On my world, you can take shots for allergies, and then you don't have allergies anymore. It's kind of like that.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say, anytime I shame you, it's like giving you Gatorade. Like, it just makes you stronger.
Gatorade makes you stronger?
I think so.
What is
it's a drink made from gators?
Yeah, it's it's blood of gators to help aid anyone who's unhealthy, so it's a Gatorade.
Ah.
I thought so.
Yeah. And it comes in all kinds of flavors. There's cucumber lime. There's
sure.
Yeah, blizzard flavor.
Remember when there was only like two flavors of Gatorade?
Yeah.
And that
oh,
was like
yes.
4,000
of them. Yes. Yeah. That was the best when there was just like yellow Gatorade and then like red.
Yeah.
And
now red was one of the later ones.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gotten pretty busy.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
The blue one.
Oh. Do you know what I like to do sometimes in the early morning? If I'm lacking energy, I'll go out to a beautiful peak, a beautiful Alp-type mountain, and just drink the dew right off of the dew of the mountain. It really gives me a lot
of
pep.
I heard a rumor about that.
That beautiful golden dew.
I heard if you do that, it shrinks your penis.
What?
You obviously don't have to worry about that, but I heard if you drink the dew from the mountaintops, it shrinks your penis.
Really?
That's what I heard in
where
like
did you hear that?
Sixth grade.
Oh, in sixth grade. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's probably true, though.
Yeah.
I think maybe you need to check your sources a little better.
Yeah, you can't spread stuff like that around. Yeah.
I feel like it's just too far to go to the top of a mountain to get a drink.
I would
just
have to go
rather,
to the very top.
Like something more immediate, like just drink from a doctor's pecker or something.
Oh, a doctor's pecker?
Yeah.
Drink from a doctor's pecker?
Yeah.
Is this an earth thing?
Look, I know what you're thinking. It doesn't have to be a real doctor.
I mean,
how is that better?
We have a fake doctor in town who makes people drink from his pecker. His name is Mr. Pube, but...
Mr. Pube? Sure.
So it's not totally out of the ordinary, but...
Some people like to dress up as doctors, get under a table. Just something I'm into. Don't kink shame me. Hey, you know what? We got another guest. Oh, I wish it were a doctor, but it's not.
Can we do a quick email here?
Oh,
before
of
we
course,
get...
yeah.
So just by happenstance, got an email here from Don Bernal. Don says, I have a question for, it says Isidore, but I think he means Isidore. Can he describe his favorite salsa recipe in his famous recipe voice?
Can you also ask if that's Don Bernal of the Bernal Heights?
Is this Don Bernal from the Bernal Heights? And the phone's not answering.
That's not how phones work. Well, it is actually how phones work. That's how phones used to work, and now it's a way that people don't want to interact with phones.
Isidore, you want to take that away?
Cut up 4 fresh tomatoes. A full onion. Cut some cilantro. Some peach. Make a delicious peach salsa. Mix all those things together. Fold them together. Let them mix into one another and become a single thing. And when that single thing is formed, dip thine chip within it. And with thine chip, carry the delicious salsa to thine mouth and experience a taste sensation!
You know, Sanctimonious the Red, some people believe that he was a false creation of Coca-Cola.
Do you know Coked Up Koala?
Coked up Koala? No.
Is that what you said?
Coked up Koala, yes. Yeah. Yes, he was a koala who was very fond of opium, and he also made delicious softing drinks that originally had cocaine in them. Yeah.
He liked to ride the nose slopes, if you know what I mean.
Wait a second, you have cocaine in this world?
Oh, yeah, baby.
So much more makes sense now.
I mean, we don't partake, but I'm sure Mundle could get you a bump. You want a bump?
Maybe after the show.
Because some people like to have a little pep, see?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I want to come up with one of these. I don't think I can.
I know.
I'm starting to figure it out.
Here's the thing, though. You know, we spend so much time just talking. Let's take, like, 15 seconds to just sit quietly and just think.
Can we think of, like, I mean, this isn't maybe the game, but maybe think of, like, a really cute koala, maybe like an RC koala?
That was terrible. That joke was like a Coke Koala Zero.
That helped.
It's like we got a couple of walkouts on the soda stop. It's like, all right, then.
Before those were just a couple of water sprays.
I don't know how you could
It could just be two people that were excited to be reminded that cocaine exists. They're like,
wait a minute.
Hold on.
I can't believe they walked out before I thought of one. Or maybe they thought it wasn't going to happen, so they didn't want to be in pain.
Well, while Kermit thinks of one, and before we bring out our last guest, let's have one more email here. This is from Caroline Chouinard. Caroline says, I'm from San Francisco.
Yep.
I'd like to know, is there sourdough bread in Foon?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Sourdough bread. That's a bread on my world that is so delicious, but no one eats it. It's kind of like a little extra unhealthy.
Take those 15 seconds and gather your thoughts.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're from...
Okay, No. Give me 15 seconds.
We do have Tang bread.
Arnie, is that the same thing?
They're tangy to the tongue.
Oh, no. I mean, it could be similar.
We also have sweet bread.
Well, what's that?
It's like the thymus gland of a cow.
Oh. Yeah, we have that. As well. Absolutely.
But it's baked into a bread.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. It's gross.
Tang bread is just, it's a white bread. It's very delicious. I can see it being called sourdough in another place. But if you eat it, it makes you evil.
Can I be honest? I'm like 20% listening, 80% trying to think of sodas.
Yeah, well, let's
same
let's,
with me, only 10, 90%.
Let's check in with our first edition of a new segment called Kermit's Corner,
okay? Uh-huh.
Where we check in with Kermit to see if he has a koala a saying.
No, I don't.
And that's been our first installment of Kermit's Corner.
Kermit. I'm sure he has something. He's just being LaCoy.
Well, this is a rich mine, but we've been delaying our guests for several minutes.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Yes, and, you know, I was approached before the show by these people called the Wishmasters. I don't know if you've heard of them.
What a wonderful group.
They're very popular, apparently.
Oh, they do wonderful things for ill people?
Yeah.
Yes. Better than making toys for tots?
They do good work. I deliver their messages for a 40% off discount. It's a charity.
That's very kind of you.
So this Wishmaster came up to me and said that there was a boy named Timbo, the eternally ill, that wanted to be on the podcast.
Oh, was he just a little squirt?
Oh, man.
I know if he's eternally ill, he doesn't have a lot of energy, so if he could just surge whatever he's got in him and just...
Oh,
come on up
how
here.
Does this work? Do we stand and salute?
Yeah. Everyone stand and salute for this eternally sick child.
Oh.
Oh, Arnie, he coughs, so you know he's sick.
Yeah.
Hello, Timbo.
Hello.
Hi, Timbo.
Thanks for having me. I'm a big Fanta.
Oh,
I like this child.
Oh, I like this.
I like this child.
Well, sure, this child had 20 minutes sitting at the bar to think.
I ran up quite a tab.
Oh!
Oh my God!
This is our second installment of Kermit's Corner, where we check in with Kermit to see if Kermit has anything to say.
I feel if you watch Kermit's face, he's getting progressively more upset whenever a new one comes up.
Now, even though Timbo is just a little squirt, you seem like a kind boy with a heart of ruby red.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here. You know, when I was 3, I contracted the plague, and they said I wouldn't last one harvest, but I've been here for several harvests now, and I've gotten several other diseases along the way.
Oh.
I got centaur herpes.
Oh.
You got centaur herpes?
Yes. Well, we call it herpes C, or hep C.
Yes, I got that. I got rot of crotch from an Arby's.
Oh.
Yep,
yeah, we have that on our world. Yeah. We have that on my world.
Yes, so I'm just hanging on, but I'm really happy to be here. It wasn't my first choice of castapod, I have to be honest.
What's this?
Well, there's another castapod way across Foon. It's called First Man on the Foon. And the guy who did it, he died recently, so I defaulted to this castapod.
Arnie, you're not even the first fucking podcast in Foon? That's the only thing you had going for you.
I mean, it's not the only thing I have going for me.
Oh,
I mean, I
think it was.
I had that sweet LaCoy bun.
Now, Timbo, I have a question about your name. It says you're Timbo the Eternally Ill.
Yes.
Does this mean you never die and you're eternally ill? Or is it just sort of like a nice way to talk about, you know, what time you have left?
That's a good question. I've very much perplexed all of the doctors in town who keep wanting me to drink out of their crotches. But I don't really know how much time I have left. I just keep waking up each morning glad to be here.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're such a sweet little boy. Have you ever thought about becoming a sort of disease bomb to throw into the middle of the Dark Lord's forces?
Oh, ooh. Snapple.
Could I do that?
I didn't know we could say Snapple. That would be... That's not a soda.
I mean, look, it's like a reverse bullseye. You start in the center, and after a certain point, you can kind of get fucking chocolate milk at this point.
Chocolate milk?
I heard chocolate milk.
Milk?
Midwestern style.
Yeah.
Look, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago where we say milk.
Hmm. Do you like milk, dying boy?
I only like it if it's fresh from the dick of a doctor.
Yes, right?
I believe
dick
it's
Dr. Milk.
A pecker of a doctor.
Yeah, please, let's keep it classy. It's a doctor's pecker.
Yahoo, this is getting tasty.
Now, does this milk help keep you alive? Because I noticed when you sat down, I heard all of your bones breaking.
Yes, I'm just a jumble of sadness now.
Yes, it's very sad.
Yes, I don't really know how much time I have. I don't even know if I'll make it through this cast of Pod.
Oh, no.
I might not, but at least I'm going out in a field of soda punnery.
Here's what I ask of you. If you could hang on for however long it takes for Kermit to come up with a drink, that would make all of us so happy.
And there are going to be more. This is a veritable soda stream of things that we're talking about.
Also, I realized I said Yahoo instead of Yoo-hoo.
Yahoo, seriously?
I know.
I'm not feeling good about any of that.
So Timbo, you decided you wanted to come on a show like this, but this was your second choice, you said.
Yes. There's actually a whole network of Pod over on the other side of Foon.
Oh.
Yes, there's Wait, Don't Kill Me. That's very popular. Gnome McDonald has a show.
Gnome McDonald?
Oh, Gnome McDonald.
Yes. Oh, he's great. I bet he says milk.
But you know, I'm happy to be here. I don't want to downplay it. I'm just happy to have the time.
Did you have a story you wanted to tell or something you wanted to share with the people? Did you want them to learn from your trials and tribulations?
Really, I just want to be heard at all. Usually people just shun me. They don't know how to talk to me, you know?
Oh, that's so sad.
Yes.
Because people don't want to hear from children, and they don't want to hear from sick people, and they definitely don't want to hear from sick people who've been sick for years and years and years. So people probably kind of don't give you the attention you deserve.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Oh, there goes my hearing.
Oh no.
Oh, Timbo? Oh. Timbo?
Timbo?
Here, look at me. Timbo? Look at me. Read my lips. We are here, and we want to hear your story. Tell us.
Feeling fear. We are want to fear Defori.
No.
Oh, he would have been so better. Fun to have at that game we were playing. What would he have heard?
Here, nothing. E-Dub, I think I know how to fix this. E-Dub, can you grab his ear and just squeeze it? Mm.
You know what?
I appreciated that.
Have you actually seen, and I don't know if you're the right wizard for this job, but is there a wizard out there that could restore some of the health of this poor boy?
I am the right wizard for every job! Yay, I shall take on this task, and I shall be the one who cures Timbo, the eternally ill. They shall call him now, from this day forth, Timbo, the formerly ill. And yea, he shall still be ignored, and none shall want to hear his desperate, sad cries. For his dirty face and his broken bones shall ne'er mend completely correctly, because there's only so much wizardly science can do. But yes, no longer shall he suffer from day to day. I now cast this spell upon thee, Scarombafrangalathntingyafwakaram. Is that helping?
Oh, he's barfing.
I'm not sure if the spell's working or if he's just having a horrible seizure.
I feel better. You've done it. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
You're welcome. Usador again has saved Foon. I am truly the greatest wizard of this age. I probably should have looked in your mouth and looked down your throat before I did that. If you have some side effects, come back and see me in a couple of days. Here.
I've got barks.
Oh.
Oh, no. Well, that's not a disease, exactly. That's more of a...
A little old-fashioned, isn't it?
I don't know if there's anything I can do about that right now. We'll check it in a couple days. Just keep coming back, and I'll get you through everything.
Did your dad have barks?
Yes.
Isn't barks a root beer? Is he doing another one of those things?
My father was the
it
one
is,
with
right?
bite.
Well, that was mine then. I got one.
Well, to be fair, you kind of hijacked it.
I've actually found out we have another guest. So I know you so much wanted to be heard. We still want to hear more from you. But I also really want to bring on Matt Dabin, the giant dwarf.
Oh. Matt Dabin is here?
Dabin's here.
Oh, my goodness. What a large dwarf.
That's a huge dwarf.
Don't make fun of me. My mother was a dwarf and my father was a giant. I'm a bastard. I'm embarrassed. I was kicked out, and now I have to wander the land of Foon as a concert T-shirt vendor.
Oh.
And that's what I'm doing in town today for Foonfest.
Oh, that's right. Foonfest is in town right now.
Yes, Foonfest is in town. That's why I assumed everyone was here.
Yes, yes,
who's
exactly.
Who's playing at Foonfest?
Oh, what's you want the to lineup? Know? Actually, just I made a list.
Oh, good.
That's
handy.
Good.
Let's see. A Tribe Goes Questing. Mm-hmm.
Love them.
Fast Wolves. Old the Giant. Swords and Rope. Cage the Dragon. Claws. And Lord, but not with an E at the end.
What about Bellatrix and Sebastopol?
Oh, yes, them too. I always thought it was a brother and sister, but it's not.
Lord without an E, but apes with a Z.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And I think Metallurgy is playing.
Oh, yes, exactly. They're good too as well.
Yeah.
But I'm selling concert T-shirts outside the bar, outside the tavern, if you want to get some. Could I eat Foon Poon? That's one of my...
I eat Foon Poon?
Yeah. Dork Lord.
I have 8 of those.
Yes, they're very funny. Is that a sword in your pants, or are you happy to see me? Elves do it longer.
Oh,
my dad, they do. They do? Oh, you're an elf?
Look at the braid.
Sorry, I didn't notice. My dad went on a quest, and all he brought me back was this lousy T-shirt.
Could I possibly get was it the Tribe That Goes Questing?
Yes, Tribe Goes Questing.
Could I get a Tribe That Goes Questing shirt? Because I heard this is like the last quest they're going to do on this side of Foon.
Yes, that is true. I only have one left in a medium. That seems to be your size.
How flattering.
Wrong?
I wear a medium.
All right, Kermit the Raven.
I also have some rings for sale. Small spell rings.
Oh, yes. Are the spells small? Are the rings
just
small?
Minor spells, I should have said. Not.
What kind of spells can we cast if we have said rings?
Oh, well, there's get in front of the line at the piss pot. That's one of the more popular ones.
Yeah,
useful.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
You don't want to, because when that pot starts to like roll.
Don't
like,
look down
over.
In the pot.
Yeah.
Never look down. Piss pots and cliffs. Never look down, I always say.
Do your business and walk away.
Exactly. Unless you're a shit creature, then that's where you live. what else do I have? Tall? Just tall? Makes you tall?
Oh, you have a tall ring.
Yes, so you can see over other people at the concert.
That's nice.
There's one ring that does my request, whatever your request is for an encore. The Travelers, a very popular encore song.
Do you have a ring that cures all diseases? This is Timbo, the eternally ill.
Hello.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
No, I don't have one of those rings.
That's actually
that's
smart.
It's understandable.
That's true. Yeah. We never really went into how many, if any, of the diseases that you have are contagious.
No one seems to know, except I've lost most of my friends and family.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah.
Most of my dick fell off at one point, but... I am a giant dwarf, so there's plenty left.
Is it difficult being a giant dwarf?
Yes, I was kicked out of my community. I'm treated as a freak. I look like an ugly human.
Yeah.
Don't die.
Oh.
Sorry, no offense. Are you human?
I am. I am a human.
Okay, I thought you might be a giant dwarf. Sorry.
Yeah, and I know, look, it's hard to tell, like, race to race, but I'm actually quite an attractive human. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just a very, very attractive human.
Can we? I don't know if this is true. I heard amongst dwarves that there's something they like to do, a game they like to play, like the game we played earlier. It's called Improv for Humans. So since you're a human, would you do maybe some quick, just like a 30-second improv with this dwarf?
Look, I would have to explain how improv works, and I would have to, like...
There's certainly no way to know from listening so far.
Look, on my world, there's this thing called improv, and you're always 20% listening, 80% thinking of a soda that no one has said yet.
Mm.
Sounds real hit and miss.
It is. The valleys are very low, but the peaks are very medium.
Oh, how can I get on this dog pile of jokes?
It sounds like a math problem so far.
Yeah.
It's a form of entertainment?
Well, it's more entertaining for the people doing it sometimes.
Well, I'll try. I'm up for anything.
Okay, well, I guess, could I get a suggestion of...
Kermit is probably the most well-traveled and learned of us. Kermit, yeah. Do you have a...
What are you looking for? Just any word? I got one. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cinnamon. Welcome to the cinnamon store! last call! Last call, everyone!
Okay.
Sir, can I help you? Last call.
Yes, it is last call.
Would you like a pint of cinnamon?
Cinnamon already.
What's that? What?
I'm just watching.
Oh. Yeah, I'm here to get some cinnamon, please.
Okay, get you a pint of cinnamon there. There we go.
That's very good. I mean,
Arnie, play a character.
What's that?
Play a character.
Do a funny voice.
Try.
Look, not all improv has to be funny characters. It's a very valid choice just to play something very close to yourself.
That but is true. Like and suddenly a blade in the gut. I said last call, didn't you listen? Shunk. Head tumbles off. Someone
wonderful.
Make that into a mug.
What a twist.
Support.
I can't get my head
he
to actually...
He called for your head to tumble off.
Guys.
Yes, and it.
Look, I know I've implied on the show a little bit over the years that in my world of Earth in Chicago, I did some improv for a time, and I guess I maybe implied that I was a good improviser, but I kind of wasn't that great.
Is this a sad tale? I came in the middle of this.
Yeah. At that point in a scene, usually I would just sort of slowly slink back to the back wall of the stage and hope that something else would happen.
This is so disappointing. Never meet your heroes.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, Timbo.
Tumbo. Timbo?
Tumbo.
Timbo?
Tumbo? Tumbo? Have I made no impact on you at all? Tumbo.
It's true, the ill are never listened to.
I got some Tumbo antacids if you need that.
Which brings us to our third installment of Kermit's Corner.
What's that?
Kermit just checking in.
Just a generic check-in?
Just a generic corner.
I don't know.
One of the four corners.
Spice or anything?
No.
Back to you.
That's been our third installment of Kermit's Corner.
I'm going to quick get a drink at the bar, but I'll be right back in just a second.
Well, Arnold has suddenly absconded in the middle of his own podcast, as he's very wont to do, which reminds me. I'm sorry, a giant dwarf. What was your name?
Matt Dabin.
Matt Dabin. It's a pleasure to meet you. I am Usador the Blue.
Oh, yes, I think I've heard of you. Yeah. Hoodstanzas.
Correct. Yes. You know me well by my dwarven name.
Yes.
Oh, and it is a pleasure to meet you. Now that the festival is about to end, what is your next stop?
Oh, well, I also do beheadings. That's why I worked it into that improv scene. That's the second most popular group gathering around, is besides festivals, is beheadings. So I'll sell T-shirts there.
Matt Dabin, may I ask you, sometimes at festivals I see people who have a human, well, human or other human-like body, but have like a horse for a head, or... Do you know what I'm talking about? It's almost like a rubber mask that for some reason they're wearing at a concert.
So they're dressing up as other creatures to get attention, basically, to become their own show at the show.
Yes. Is that something that you have a spell to cure?
Oh, to get rid of that person?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes. It's a simple spell. Red annoying person. Yes.
Okay. Does that cover also people who bring large inflatable balls?
Yes, and also people who sing along to lyrics of popular songs. But more loud than you can hear, and also with no tone.
Wonderful.
Just to show
so
that they
spells.
Know the lyrics.
Wow, yeah.
So many small spells.
You know, I feel like we are so close to having enough people to play a game of sit in a circle.
Sit in a circle, whisper into your neighbor's ear until it gets back to the first person, and it probably won't be the thing that they said to start with.
Well, I just want to make sure we have room because we already have 7 up.
Damn! Damn, Arnie! I mean...
She had to sit on that for a long time.
Guys, I mean, to be honest, she fucking crushed it.
It sounds to me like a joke a Sprite would make.
We already did Sprite. Come on. We already did Sprite.
No, I wasn't here.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
I even went to the bar to think of one, and then I forgot it when I came back. But while I was at the bar, I'm so excited, I met someone that agreed to be another guest. Ladies and gentlemen, Jasmine Honeyjam, I believe. She's a fairy.
Oh, a Sprite, if you will.
Oh, Jasmine.
Hi, everyone.
Nice wings.
Hi, Jasmine.
Thank you. Hi. So, is this my seat?
Yeah, please sit.
Oh, great. Hi, how are you?
Although, I have to be honest, a very sick, very contagious boy sat in that for quite a while.
Oh, I've got every disease you can even imagine. I've got every STD that goes around Foon.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I've been around.
Do you have Senatar herpes?
Oh, please. Three times.
Three times?
You can't get rid of that.
I'm sure. You're like, can't get rid of it. Might as well have more.
No, might as well. You can't. But lean in.
So, Jasmine.
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm a fairy decorator.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know how fairies and sprites and the like, we like to be tricky.
Sure.
Like to go in people's houses and just mess up what we see or move a chair or a magic mirror to the other side. And you're like, I thought I put my magic mirror over here. Well, I was doing that and people were really loving what I did.
Oh.
I found that people would just be like, wow, you know, I didn't think my sword collection was here, but I'm loving where it is now.
Like probably at first they're like, oh no, that wasn't there before. But now that I look at it.
Yeah, they loved it. And so I really got into the business. And so basically what I do is just I go around and I flip your house, you know, or your hovel or your castle or whatever the case may be. So say you've recently overtaken a kingdom.
Yes.
But you want to make that castle yours. You don't want the other, you know, owners, the other kings, you know, handprints all over the place. But so I just go in and I make it yours. You know, if your symbol was the lion, I come in and, you know, lion it up, per se. Or I change your dungeon around. You know, maybe you like the rack and the person before you liked, you know, the Iron Maiden. Well, I'll just put racks everywhere.
When you go into a castle, like, do you just look around the space first, or do you kind of try to get to know the new occupant?
Oh, I want to know you. I have everyone fill out a huge scroll and just tell me, like, likes, dislikes, species, you know, any of those things are just important when I want to find out who they are. I spend time with them.
Could we maybe go through that process?
Sure.
This is Kermit.
Sure.
He's
Hi,
a raven.
Kermit. Hi, nice to meet
and,
you.
And just like... Kermit, where do you live? Do you live in a tree?
It's embarrassing. I live in a Trump building.
You live in a Trump building?
Yeah.
What's a Trump building in Foon?
It's a building that's better than all the others. It wins. It literally trumps the other buildings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So I was hoping that...
I don't really.
I think it sucks, just to be clear.
So you live in a Trump building right now, and you want it redecorated to what? You want it... What's your taste? What's your style? What says you, Raven...
I like shabby chic.
Oh, perfect. Oh. Then I'll do a lot of sort of like old skeleton bones and wicker.
Oh, wow.
Like retro, you know, kind of a retro bone.
Sure.
Yeah. Do you live in a nest in that building or do you sleep in a bed?
I have a king size, king raven bed.
King raven bed?
Yes.
Great. Well, I just, you know, like you like worms, I take it, and pecking out the eyes of dead soldiers.
I do.
Oh, great. Well, then I'll make sure your cabinets are stocked with that type of delicacy for you. And I'll, you know, leave basically dead bodies up into your, you know, just so you can trail and eat and live and be a part of that. And that sounds like...
Will you write this up for me? Like a proposal? Will you do a proposal?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, there is my fee.
What is that?
Well, that is 7 sprinklings of money.
Oh!
Oh, my God. Oh.
How much is a sprinkling exactly?
Well, you just take a pinch in your hands and then you sort of like sprinkle it over a fairy, and that's how much money they get.
Oh, 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow. And where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yeah.
I've been banned from my community. I'm just like, I travel with the festivals, basically.
Oh.
I was actually going to ask if I could crash with one of you tonight.
Oh. Well,
I'm currently like incarcerated in a cell here in the prison town of Hogsface, but you could probably stay with Arnie or Chunt.
Yeah, I mean, you can if you can fit in my hovel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fine.
I don't think
I've had some of the, do you know the fisherman's dwarf? I've had some of those guys stay, the fisherman's dwarf.
Oh, yeah. No, I see. Yes, okay. Very good. When you said if I fit, that threw me off for a second. People always say, no, you don't fit here. You're too short, you're too tall. So
I'm sorry for using that term. No, I'm very sorry for using that term.
I'm trying to find a place where I fit.
Yeah. Have you ever, like, in your travels, when you go from town to town, do you ever come to a town and you're like, I could live here. I could set down roots.
Yes, yes. I wish I could say that, but I feel that I have the carny life. I must always be on the road, and that's where the money is.
Well, Jasmine.
Yeah.
What kind of home would you decorate for him?
Well, some people just carry their home with them on their back, basically. All you need is a satchel. Mm. And, you know, I think a lady by your side.
Oh, what are you saying?
I'm just saying if you like herpes.
Oh.
I've never fucked a fairy before. I always thought I would crush you.
We're magical. We can get bigger.
Oh, you
we can
get
change.
Smaller. That's true.
You just clap real loud and we come back to life. We're amazing creatures.
That's great. You can get bigger than smaller?
Yeah.
That sounds great. I guess I'd like to stick my penis in your vagina and then have you just small enough where it's really tight on there.
Oh, fairies can definitely get... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Fairies can definitely get larger and smaller because of that old adage, matter can be created and destroyed.
Mm.
Which brings us to our fourth and final Kermit's Corner. Kermit, how we doing?
We're doing... Oh, you mean how we doing on time?
I think we're out of time, but I just want to check in one final time.
No, I think we can... I think we accomplished a lot today.
Well, you know what? Just thanks, everybody, for...
I'm sorry I couldn't think up a drink. I wish I had, like, a Kool-Aid to help me or something.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. You know what, Kermit?
Worth the wait.
You know what, Kermit? When you said sorry that you couldn't think of one, I was going to say sorry that we spent so much time trying to think of them, but... I think I was going to be insincere when I said that. So I'm glad that you did come up with one.
Yeah, I feel really good about it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for stopping by the tavern. We are literally out of time.
I'll be selling rings and T-shirts outside the tavern.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to come see me afterwards, got a dungeon they want to redo, got a basilica they need changing, you know, I'm your girl.
Yeah, so many of us have things to sell and diseases to spread. Thank you so much. We are Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Goodbye, Timbo. You had a good run.
What's the most fun about a live episode? I can't choose between the technical issues or the yaw and pitch of the audience's interest level. But could you feel the energy of that San Francisco crowd? Any one of them could found a company that changes the world, or write a memo that brings that company to its knees. Chunt the Badger was played by Adol Refai. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Kermit the Raven was played by special guest Todd Barry. To find Todd's stand-up dates and more, go to toddbarry.com. Braidwin, the warrior elf, was played by Janet Varney. You might know Janet as the voice of Korra in The Legend of Korra, or the host of the podcast The JV Club, among other things, like co-founding the San Francisco Sketchfest. Timbo, the Eternally Ill, was played by Cole Stratton. Cole is also a co-founder of the San Francisco Sketchfest, and co-host of the Pop My Culture podcast. Matt Dabin, the Giant Dwarf, was played by Matt Besser. Check out his podcast, Improv for Humans, especially episode Mirror Face, where Arnie, Adol, and Matt are guests. Or check out another, better episode. Finally, Jasmine Honeygem, the fairy decorator, was played by Danielle Schneider, host of the Real Housewives podcast, Bitch Sesh. Craig, finish up here. I'm going to check out the live episode of Radiolab, where they record while surrounded by an unnecessary degree of indulgent sound design.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan D. Georgie. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Special thanks to Outside Lands for having us and to Todd Barry for agreeing to do the show at the very last second when Matt and Danielle's flight was delayed and it looked like they wouldn't make it. And of course, special thanks to Matt and Danielle for rushing to the show from the airport and actually making it. So basically, thanks to everybody. Visit us at HelloFromTheMagicTavern.com and check out our new merchandise page. Lots of fun stuff to buy there. And also check out our live show section where you can see info on our upcoming live shows like the Now Hear This Festival, September 9th in New York, or WBEZ's podcast Passport, September 17th in Chicago, and more. Also visit us on Facebook or Twitter. Special thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.